On board. Okay, so the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu punished the Mitzrayim. Says Vigam es agoy asher yavoidu, and also the nation. By Avram Avinu, he promises also the nation that they will worship, they will serve. Don anoichi v'achrichen yitzu b'chush gadol. So let's say over a goyin and don anoichi. Don is gematria what? 54. The goyin says. In the end of in the Pirush Al HaNisim, the Goyin says that there are 54 words in Al HaNisim, keneged the 54 times in the Megillah that it says Haman. That's the Gra. The child is, what is the Gra saying? The 54 words of Al HaNisim are keneged the 54 times it says Haman. The idea, obviously, being that we have to, every time that Haman had a certain power. So every time he got closer, his defeat, we have to give one word for every time we defeat him. So it took 54 times saying Haman to defeat him. So we have to say 54 words in Al HaNisim praising Hashem for winning. But the gematria of Don is also 54. In other words, the idea being is that there was a certain Midas Hadin Matuach. That was there. And therefore, the only way that we could defeat Haman is with a certain mahalach of a nahafoichu. Hashem had to switch and get the Midas Hadin to turn its head and go on to Haman. Because the Midas Hadin was there. And that's why the 54 times it says Haman turned into the 54 words of the Al-Nisim, which is the Don Anoichi, over here as well. So that's the Midas Adin. And by the way, some of the Mefarshim say, I didn't get where it says that. There's 54 words in the first parasha of Kriyat Shema, but I counted and didn't see my 54 to me. So I'm not sure exactly where that was coming from. But anyway, now the Gaon says another thing. It says, Vigam es agoy asher yavodu don anoichi. The Vigam is gematria of 49. Which is the 49 levels of Tumah, meaning to say, I don't know what that has to do with Vigamis Agoy Shayavud Danach, but it means that the nation that you will be working for will throw you into the 49th level of Tumah, and that's part of why I'm going to save you from their jurisdiction. So part of why I'm going to redeem you is because you're in the 49th level of Tumah, which is in the remez of Vigam is a goya shayavodu, dana noichi now. On this idea of V'achrichin yetzu b'rchush gadol, and then Hashem promises Avram Avinu that then you will leave with a tremendous rechush. So on this, there's a famous medrash that on the way out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people, Daber na, please tell the people, go and ask everybody for the gold and silver. Why? So that Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, that Hashem promised me that they're going to work in the time for 400 years that he kept. But this that they left with a lot of money, they didn't keep. So in order that Avraham Avinu shouldn't be upset at me, go make sure that they go ahead and they take the Rechush Gadol. So obviously everyone asks, including the Gra, why did Hashem have to justify the Rechush Gadol by saying, oh, if you don't give me the Rechush Gadol, then everyone's going to think I'm a liar. Why everyone, not Avraham Avinu will think you're a liar. You are Chas V'Shalom a liar. I don't understand. You told them that they're going to go free, and they're not going. You told them that they're going to get money. They're not going to get money. Why do you have to justify it by saying, oh, if you don't take the money, Avraham Avinu will be upset. Well, Avraham Avinu will be upset. You promised them the money. So the Gra here says a big yesod. The Gra here says that the Ikar Yitzias Mitzrayim was not complete until Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore, the real promise of when they were going to become rich of the Rechush Gadol was in the Yamsuf. As it says that the Yamsuf, the amount of money that they got in the Yamsuf, overshadowed the amount of money that they took from Mitzrayim by many times. So therefore, the Ikar of Hoshkodah was Miskayim in the Yamsuf. But Kedeshul Yoimar is a tzaddik, that it would look bad that you left and you didn't have the Rosh Gadol, in order to protect you from that, that's why he had to. That's why he had to make sure that when he left the time, he had Rosh Gadol as well. Once. Then the Gra continues and he says, that's Pshat in the Moshel. The Gemara says a Moshel. And he says, you know why I needed to convince the Jewish people? Because what happens if you tell someone, if you leave tomorrow, you're in jail for 400 years. If you leave tomorrow, you become rich. But if you leave today, you could leave today, but you won't get money. What will the person do? What do you think? Alan's voting in, but he's on mute. I want to hear what he has to say.
I would say you would still say I'll leave today.
I would think so as well. In other words, I'm not waiting around for more money. I've been here long enough, right?
I went to jury duty and they said, you know, you get $15, but there's about an hour or 2 hours left. They said, we don't need you anymore. If you leave now, you're not going to get paid.
Right.
You'll stay. Everybody got up and walked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what's going on. So what happened is that so the girl says, what type of muscle is that? But what if you tell the person, if you leave now, you become rich, or if you leave tomorrow, you become rich? So then they may as well leave now with the money, right? So he's saying no, because the muscle was that really you were supposed to leave now with no money and get the money tomorrow in the Yom Suf. But in order that Avraham Avinu shouldn't be upset, he gave them the money now. And that was the extra chiddush of the Yetzias Mitzrayim of what he says. Okay, now. Okay. Yeah, the two beautiful pieces on Mehisha Amda, but we're going to do them next week, okay? So next week, we'll continue Mehisha Amda. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will continue next week.